get the swine flu vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if the doctor says the man can take it himself, just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if Obama says the man can take it himself, just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
I don't need your prescription, I ain't got no affliction. Corporate pharmaceuticals teaming with politicians. Put them on prescription, that should be our own decision. Whether we want spending on vaccines or health and education. Soon they enlist the general populace. They're adding to the list pharmaceutical benefits. Yo, Alexa Finland, Glasgow Smith Klein, Hoffman, Martin Fine, Stealing Senior Disease, Macau, Coffin, Dead or Swine. Depopulation linked with holding vaccines. Rather let a product lapse and save some human beings. Now death is a climbing the beans, so they want to hear, but soon we running on the machine. Yeah, another flu, yo, that ain't our biggest threat. What about an aging population with no safety net? So we continue to believe everything we read. They just ain't no taste in their new sleep.
Weapons of trial and error, we're smiling in terror at the doctor and nurse.
Reality radio with info that can save your life, and today with info that can save your pet's life as well. On this show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths controlling our world. We have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons, nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure, where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve, and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, who suppress the natural solutions to all of these problems already available, who are stealing and torturing our children under the guise of child protection. The ability to see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to bring these predators down. The critical first step for everyone with a conscience is to do your own research, as we have been lied to about everything. And that's why I always tell people, don't believe anything I or my guests say. Check things out for yourself. Because once you find the truth and it resonates within your very being, you will realize that this is a very serious problem we have. And, oh, by the way, now that the alleged sequestration has kicked in, just realize that that's what they call austerity in other countries. See, they had to call it something else here, so that we wouldn't realize that we are being led to a bankrupt situation intentionally by the psychopaths, just like in Greece and Spain, etc., etc. I strongly suggest you go to my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Click on the vaccine-induced disease tab. Check out the diagrams. The first diagram is the big picture. It is the cause of all disease on one sheet of paper. And then I have a page that explains how vaccines cause disease and also the big picture of my protocol. Of course, I have had a $10,000 reward on drcarly.com since 2006. For any vaccine promoter to refute this information, and to this day I have received no takers to the challenge. Below the diagrams you can click on the link to listen to a lecture I gave in Chicago in 2008 explaining the diagrams. I don't travel anymore, and you know, I don't need to travel because people can access that lecture for free and see if it makes sense to you. Basically, that we get sick when we have a number of toxic assaults to our immune system. It reaches critical mass, and then we get symptoms, and unfortunately, we are basically brainwashed to go to the white coats to get a prescription, and then the trail leads to death and disease becoming worse. And there are natural solutions for everything, so that's what people have to realize. Okay, there's the music for the break. We'll be back shortly, and I'll introduce my very important guest, a veterinarian, who is just like me. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Is seizure of medical licenses from doctors who speak the truth about vaccines. And I'll bring my guest on in a second. Let me just also say that if you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the services tab on my Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. I have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows, so if you can call me, please do so instead of Skyping me, because I just have so many contacts, it's getting out of hand. And I strongly suggest you call instead of emailing, because I just get so many emails as well, that sometimes I do miss some emails where people are inquiring about information or consults or whatever. Always remember, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. After the medical mafia came after me and wanted me to undergo psychiatric treatment. So now I am a teacher, and I teach you what I would do if I were you, to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Very important that callers mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as to not cause interference with whoever is speaking. Please wait until the second hour to call in so I have an opportunity to introduce the topic of the week with my guests. And, of course, please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here. And please let them know what shows are your favorites. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. and being sprayed on us in chemtrails is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. Go to the link section of reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets. As I said on today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, is seizure of medical licenses from doctors who speak the truth about vaccines. And I am so honored to have as a guest on my show a veterinarian, Dr. John Robb. His website is protectthepets.com. He has a blog at blog.protectthepets.com. And a Facebook page at facebook.com/protectthepets.com. And as I said, Dr. Robb is just like me. Dr. Robb is a veterinarian who realized that vaccines were apparently not preventing disease. He is a respected doctor of veterinary medicine from Connecticut that received his Bachelor of Science degree from the University of California, Davis, in 1981 and his DVM from that same institution in 85. He began his practice at New Haven Central Veterinarian Hospital, where Yale lives, Secret Society Central, and purchased the new Fairfield Veterinarian Hospital in 1988, renaming it to the Robb Animal Care Center in 1997. It was at this practice that he first established Community Appreciation Day, where he offered free exams to people who could not afford veterinary care. In April of 1999, he sold the care center to Veterinary Centers of America and continued his work as an associate veterinarian and then medical director at VCA Northside in Danbury until his departure in 2005. Throughout his career, he has held an unwavering commitment to pets over profits. He has experienced firsthand the toxic effect of the drive for productivity and profitability on animal care. His unwillingness to observe the unspoken, quote-unquote, rules among veterinarians that emphasize protecting the vet over protecting the pet has earned him the love and respect of pet owners. While some in the industry want to silence him, he has become a voice and a leader for the majority of animal care professionals who want to live their passion and provide the very best in care to our animal companions. He lives in New Fairfield, Connecticut with his wife, Aldana, his daughter, Tiffany, their guinea pig, Manalo, tortoise, India, snake, Bozo, dog, Hudson, and cat, Shadow. And one of the most important things you're going to find out from Dr. Robb is a very interesting little tidbit that I was not aware of, and that is in regards to how the Mars Candy Company is now involved in this Banfield Pet Hospital franchise and how they have gone after him because he started realizing how bad the veterinarian assault on the small animals in particular were causing a lot of problems. Because in case you didn't know, but I have mentioned it on my show many times, the tiny little chihuahuas and other small breeds get the same dose of assault of viruses and other toxins in their vaccines as the St. Bernards and the other dogs do. What's up with that? So I would like to welcome you to the show, Dr. John Robin. Let me mention, I want him to tell his story, but just so I don't forget, and I'll mention it again. If you live in Connecticut, write on your calendar, Wednesday, March 13th from 10:30 a.m. until sunset at 800 High Street in Hackettstown, Connecticut. I'm sorry, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Dr. Rob is going to have a rally, basically, against this Banfield pet hospital chain, which is in PetSmart, which is owned by the Mars Candy Company. Funny how they got involved in vaccines. And please do go to that rally if you live in New Jersey, if you're able to do so, to protect the pets and to support Dr. Rob. So welcome to the show, Dr. Rob. And the first thing I want to ask you is, I know they're vaccinating ferrets, but what about your guinea pig, Manalo, your tortoise, India, and your snake, Bozo? Do they have vaccines for these pets yet?
So far, it appears that the guinea pigs and the tortoises are safe. The ferrets, you know, yes, but the guinea pigs and tortoises, not at this point.
Not at this point. Okay, well, I'm so honored to have you on the show. And as I said, you know, you're just like me, basically somebody who went into your field because you love pets and you wanted to help the pets, and you started to smell a rat and you started to speak out. And isn't it amazing what happens when you go against the sacred cow of medicine, be it human or pet? If you start talking about vaccines, they don't like that for some reason. I wonder why.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't like it. Of course, you know why. you're setting me up to say the obvious. They like the money. It's all about the money, you know. Right. And they suppress any information that would help the consumer to understand just how toxic these vaccines can be, especially given it, like you say, a two-pound chihuahua, three. You know, I'll give you a story. 4 days ago, a golden retriever puppy, 17 weeks old, 12 pounds, walked into a Banfield hospital. They gave three vaccines, all 1 cc. The dog was dead in 3 days. It was at the emergency clinic with brain swelling, blind, and seizuring, and despite heroic efforts, it's dead. They did the spinal tap. It was an inflammatory response secondary to the vaccines. How they can get a 12-pound dog, three full cc's of vaccines all at one time is beyond me. When in court, just 2 weeks early, I presented the 2005 Purdue study that showed little dogs cannot handle full-dose vaccines and more than one at a time, but yet they continue. The difference now is, though, they have a voice. So whereas before this dog would have died, they would have lied and said it was something else, this time the lady had a voice. It's all over the Internet. People are going to start to wake up and understand that we cannot let these corporations, these drug companies, and even the governments make rules and continue to force veterinarians and brainwash veterinarians, and then the veterinarians that do understand the problem themselves putting profits over pets. It's a big problem. Pets are dying every day. And, of course, that's the immediate reaction, Dr. Carley, but we know the toxicity involved. Immune system setting up for diseases later in life, like the immune-mediated disease, hemolytic anemia, and breaking down the platelets, and then cancer at the injection sites, seizures, epilepsy, thyroid disease. I mean, you name it, you know. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more injections, the more diseases, the more pharmacies needed, the more oncology centers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's, you know, I didn't know all this. Like you said, I started out, they didn't teach anything in school about vaccinosis. When I left school, those vaccines can only do good things. You give the injection, they develop an antibody response, they're protected against the disease, you're all set to go, you know? But then as you go along, you're finding things are not like they said, you know? And then you begin to research a little bit, and then find an article that nobody told you about, even though it existed when you were in veterinary school, but nobody taught you about it, okay? And it's going on and
okay,
on.
Okay, hold on, Dr. Rob. There's a music we're going to break. We'll be right back after the messages, and we'll take it up from there. Yes, people, they've known for years, and they've lied to all of us. Take a hypocritical. Right back.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Vaccines. My special guest is veterinarian Dr. John Robb. His website is protectthepets.com. And before the break, we were talking about how you have come to the same conclusion that I have, that vaccines cause all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. And I'm sure you've seen the article Science of Vaccine Damage, which is posted on the pet section, the pet tab of my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. This article was sent to me about 5 years ago, 10 years or so after I figured out what this article says. It basically agrees with everything that I've been saying, and it boggled my mind that a team at Purdue University School of Veterinary Medicine had conducted all of these studies. Of course, the research was not funded by Big Pharma, which is the reason they came out with the truth. And basically, their, you know, conclusion was what I said. They have had 19 different research studies posted which talks about all of these different things, including hemolytic anemia and cancer and you name it. It just boggles my mind, Dr. Rob. I'm sure that you find it hard to conceive of the fact that people would go into a field of veterinary medicine and then at some point they must be putting two and two together unless they're totally brain dead, A, or unless they're too filled with fear to speak the truth because they know what happens to people like us that are speaking the truth about vaccines. As a matter of fact, before I went to medical school, I actually wanted to be a veterinarian, but I couldn't do it because I found it very difficult to conceive of doing things to pets. You know, they're so innocent and they don't understand why you're doing things, you know, putting needles in them and such. I just couldn't handle it. I mean, I feel more sorry for the companion animals than I do for the people. They are so innocent. They're so trustworthy and loyal. And unconditional love is basically, you know, if you looked up unconditional love in the dictionary, you would see a picture of a dog and a cat there. And I just couldn't do it. But I know that you've had a number of encounters with other veterinarians as well that must be putting two and two together. Just like the pediatricians, how could they not? How could they not see this you know, genocide going on, this unbelievable amount of disease, especially as you realize in the smaller animals, and keep assaulting these poor pets? It's mind-boggling.
Well, I think you hit it on the nose, Dr. Carley, when you said fear, because there are, you know, quite a few, I'll say outspoken, but the speaking stops when it comes to their license. In other words, you know, they'll say, yes, I do have those vaccines, and they admit that to me, but if I put them on the court stand, they'll say, oh, but not the rabies shot, because they perceive that it's a law, because it's a law, you have to get a rabies shot. But the truth is that the VISTA Act of 1913 is what, you know, is the law in terms of a veterinarian, and it says that the veterinarian has discretionary right over the vaccine. But again, the states, with their laws, they think they've superseded that. They have not. And the bottom line, you and I both know, Dr. Carley, is we've both taken a Hippocratic oath to do no harm. So you cannot let, even if there was a law that would say that you have to inject a pet that's going to make them sick, you have to break that law. I mean, are you going to be able to look in the mirror, or are you going to keep your veterinary license? And what good is it if you sold your soul? You know what I'm saying? So I understand the fear, because there was a Dr. Suddens who really, you know, before there was Facebook, before there was a way to get the word out, he wrote an article, the rabies scam, and he lost his license. And he's a very broken, I talked to him, he's a very broken man, in Iowa somewhere, and he's very bitter at, like you said, the psychopaths that went against him, but he lost, you know, and I feel like he didn't have the support we have now, in terms of the ability to get the word out and to get a force behind you. You know, literally, I only started Facebook in, you know, December. And, you know, quickly I'm in touch with people all over the world. And I find out that, you know, I'm involved in a movement that's been strong like you and many others for a good 20, 30 years. And it really has to go over the edge now. I mean, I really think this is the time. And I think that this ticket at Mars, because you see, we're going up against a corporation between what they make in a year and the three family members is probably close to $70 or $80 billion, okay? And they are a very secret corporation. They don't want publicity, but they bought a veterinary hospital that's killing pets, and whether they knew about it at the beginning, they know about it now, but what they've done to me is, I mean, I'm in a lawsuit against Banfield, a lawsuit from PetSmart. I'm in, you know, court because of a felony trespass charge. I'm having my license examination. Every week I say, I can't be at your court because I got to be at that court. And if you want me at your court, then I can't be at your court. You know, that's where I'm at right now. But I'm speaking the truth, and I'm going to win. I'm going to win, you know. And I believe that with all my heart, and I believe it because we're on the side of the truth. We're on the right side, and there's only so long. It's like the cigarette industry. Up until the very end, they were saying, hey, this doesn't cause lung cancer. It helps asthmatics. And yet people are on respirators in the hospital in droves, you know. How long is the lie going to be perpetuated?
Okay, there's a music going to a break. We'll be back after these messages, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
John Robb, as I mentioned on March 13th, he's going to have a rally for protecting the pets at 800 High Street in Hackettstown, New Jersey, home of Mars. And do you have any idea, Dr. Robb, how did a candy company get involved with buying Banfield Pet Hospitals inside PetSmart and, you know, going after veterinarians like you, who they allege are not practicing their quote-unquote high standard?
Well, you know, I think what happened, I mean, we all know about the economic downturn, and it was about that time that I think a lot of companies were looking at, well, gee, what's still selling? And we love our pets. So it's where many industries, like their Mars candy bars and their Uncle Ben's rice and all these things were on the downswing, the veterinary industry was still on the upswing, because you and I will spend our last dollar on our beloved pets, because you're right, they're the only people, if I want to say that, in this world that still give unconditional love, you know? So
right.
I think they, the other thing that happened is the company hired a CEO for the first time, a non-family member, and I think they said, gee, well, let's get into some other stuff. Why don't we go for veterinary hospitals? There's lots of money over there, but they knew nothing what they were doing. And I want to mention one thing, because we're talking about bringing down this vaccinosis and the industry that supports it wherever it is, okay? And that's why I want to tell the consumers, these guys are after profit. They don't care if your dog dies. If they can keep it quiet and make a buck, that's good with them. So how do we go after them? We do it by boycott. If you buy your dog food at PetSmart stores, stop doing it. It's blood money. I told the president what's going on. They could care less. They're making money. How about Banfield? Cancel your wellness plan. You're going to a corporation that you sitting there sound we treat you like family. What, does family kill family? And then finally, yes, Mars owns Banfield. And that's what happened. They decided there's profits over there. They knew nothing about veterinary medicine. But the thing here is, I'm telling you, it's not really a hospital. It's a vaccine clinic. Everything is about their wellness plans. They're looking for vets they can pay $35,000 a year to, that have a good right index finger that can push this button called the wellness plan. And it's top heavy with vaccines. But when your animal's sick, you call there, they'll make an appointment in 2 weeks. But if you have a vaccine appointment, you come right down. Okay? So, you know, they're involved, and their interest is to get rid of charter owners like myself, because I'm a doctor. They don't want people that are putting animals on IV fluids and doing major surgeries and stuff. There's a lot of overhead. That's tough money. You have to work hard for that. But the vaccine money costs 50 cents, put it in his friend, shoot it up, 35 bucks, boom, profit, you know? So you want to go after these guys, you got to go after their money. They'll start paying attention when their profits are going down. That'll get their attention. Hopefully, at some point, the truth of what they're actually doing will get their attention. I always like the movie Scrooge, where you're hopeful that one day some of these people will get a look at what they're really doing, what their lives, you know, these corporations, they sit in these back rooms, treating people like populations, making decisions on paper that are ruining families, killing pets. You know, they need to sit in that room and watch that dog die with that 9-year-old dog girl crying over the pet she just got for Christmas, that supposedly went into Banfield for a wellness check and now is dying in her living room having a seizure. They need to be in that living room and see what's going on there. They need to follow that family for the weeks and months afterwards and the pain that they're in. Maybe, just maybe, there's an ounce of faith in that heart that can be woken up and understand that the money, you can't take it with you. You come into this world naked. You leave naked. You do something good. You speak into people's lives. You don't go around destroying for profit so you can have your beach house and whatever else you want, you know? It's just crazy. But this is the world we live in. But guess what? We, the people, have the power. If we just put ourselves together and use our power to boycott corporations that are going around doing evil things, okay? That's the bottom line. We have to use our power. People are too apathetic. They think, well, that's happening over there in that guy's living room. I'm sorry to hear, but I feel bad for him, but it's not happening to me. But if you have that attitude, when it is happening to you, there'll be no one connected to you either. And that's what's happening, so they can pick us off one by one, okay? Shows like yours, where people can hear the truth, it's a call to action, folks. When we're standing outside Mars in Hackettstown, New Jersey, on that day, and listen, not just the pets, we've got the Autism Society coming. We've got anything to do with vaccines coming, because this is our opportunity to go against a company that's worth, between the sales and the net worth of their three owners, close to $80 billion. So we want to take down, and I say take down, I want accountability. Whoever is in those back rooms that knows what they're doing and making decisions that's killing pets and ruining families, they need to be brought to accountability. That's the bottom line, okay? And if we can do this to the Mars company, other corporations, like those drug companies, like the Pfizers, like the Mario, like the senators that are getting paid by them, will get a little jolt up their back. Whoa, 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 what happened? What? They went down? The people took guess what? We're coming after you next, okay? This is not going to stop until all those people who have no morals, no integrity, and go around acting like they're doing good while they're sticking a knife in your back are brought to accountability. That's the bottom line here, Dr. Carley, okay? It's time that we, look, we can see it all around us. Our country is a mess. We are world leader in what? What are we leading the world in? In the love of money at the expense of human life?
That's the United States now? That's what we stand for? Come on. Are we going to sit there? Because I think most of the people, I say the little guys, and I say little people like me, okay? We're good folks. We try to do the right things. When we do the right things, what happens? The people with the money doing the wrong things snuff you out. But guess what? We're a lot more in number than they are. But we've got to stop being fearful, like you said. You know, the doctor says, well, gee, I know I can't give a full CC, but I got to do it with the rabies because I don't want to get in trouble with my license. And they inject the tech that they're making sick. Come on, you can't do that. If we all say that law is no good, that law is out, okay? So stand up. Live your life. Don't sell out. You know, what do you have left when you sell out? You're a shell. You're an empty shell. You can't look yourself in the mirror. What are you teaching your children? You know, my son knows I got arrested. I say, you know what? I got arrested, son. It's okay because I did the right thing and they're wrong. And you're going to see that in the end. And I have a little boy who's growing up being a real person, understanding you don't only live your morals and integrity till it starts to hit you in the pocketbook or till somebody starts to say they're going to do something to you and then you're going to back down. No, you stand up for who you are. And I'm glad that I'm in the position I'm in because now I have an opportunity to speak and hopefully other people will follow and start to come out because, you know, veterinarians are given half doses all over the place, Dr. Carley. But if you put them on a stand in court, they just lie. And they say, no, I'm given full dose. You know, and that happened to me in court. The very doctor who was working for me, and I'm not going to mention her name, because I respect her and she's a good doctor. But when she got on the stand, what she was doing the whole time, she lied about.
And because she didn't know anything. Because she was scared. Well, she's scared that she's going to be in the same situation you are. But I have to say, a half dose is still poison, okay?
And
as a matter of fact, there was a very interesting article in... I live in North Carolina. The Charlotte Observer is my local paper. On September 23rd of 2011, on page 3B, there was an amazing article entitled Rabid Cat Adopted from Wake County Animal Shelter Puts Owner in Financial Bind. This woman adopted a kitten which had the rabies vaccine, came down with rabies, bit her, resulting in her having to get the whole rabies series of inoculations. Of course, the cat died. All of her other pets had to be quarantined in cages for 6 months. They charged her $2,000 apiece for the animals. She went into a severe stress situation, lost her job over this, and the Wake County Animal Shelter refused to, you know, help her out because they're the ones that gave her the rabid cat, which was obviously rabid because it got injected with rabies. But what amazed me is in this article, they have rabies prevention tips. And the first tip is to vaccinate all animals with the rabies vaccine. So they're telling you that this rabid cat got the rabies vaccine, is now rabies, has rabies, and all the other, you know, effects that that caused in her life, but they still want people to vaccinate with rabies, which is vaccinating the pets with rabies. And on my pet tab on reversing vaccine-induced diseases, I have the package insert from the rabies vaccine, and it says right in there that the tissue cultures used to grow the rabies virus on cause autoimmune disease. Now, this is the only place I've ever seen that admitted. Of course, it's true for all vaccines. But it's just mind-boggling, the mind control and the propaganda that they're putting out there, not to mention the fact that the Wistar Institute has received a $500,000 grant to develop an oral vaccine to weaponized inhalation rabies. Now, obviously, they have to make the weaponized rabies so that they can make a vaccine with it. Because, as I always say, they're not immunizing you against disease. They're inoculating you with disease. So they're developing this weaponized rabies, which can be spread in chemtrails or any other kind of, you know, flyovers that they're doing. They call this vaccinating the animal population. But, of course, what they're actually doing is spreading rabies virus everywhere. And, you know, people should be asking questions about this because our bankrupt country is paying for this crap.
Right. Well, if people, listen, again, who's not on the web? Come on. All people have to do is go in and put in vaccinosis, rabies, and start reading. Okay, it's all there. You can get to the articles. It's just a matter of taking the time, like you said, to be educated. And, you know, I hear what you're saying about all vaccines, you know, being bad. It's difficult to go from this huge-scale program down to we're going to stop vaccines completely, you know. So it's a tough jump for a lot of people who even want to do the right thing because I didn't know all that I know now, you know what I mean? So if we can at least at this point get a step in the right direction, okay, that's the first thing. And then eventually take care of the whole thing because you're right. These studies, supposed studies that are presented to veterinarians, are actually just marketing tools from the drug companies that have no scientific basis in them. They're not the true studies. They're just these marketing things that look good, and they throw a bunch of graphs up there, and there's no, you know, attachment to any particular study. And then they pay for your luncheon, and they give you free this and free that. And it starts in veterinary school, and it goes on into the practice. And now it's even to the point now where the people who come in to sell you drugs that represent, they're young, attractive women, you know? They're not looking for educated. They're playing the sex card there, too, you know? They want to get in the door. They want to talk, and they'll do whatever they have to do to do it. It's like these crazy ads when they're selling, you know, a chicken sandwich, and they got some half-naked girl there. I mean, they're playing the sex card. They're doing whatever they have to do to mask what they're really doing and tempt you into the money, the sex, the drugs, whatever. And that's why I say it gets back to integrity. Everybody's got to hold on to their own integrity and morality here and not sell out at any level. Okay. And then of course it comes to, like you said, education. Become educated. If you're walking around right now and believe that you can just go into a doctor's office and trust that the MD or the veterinarian is going to just give you the right information and do what they say, then I'm telling you, it's unfortunate. It should be that way. They should be trustworthy. But if you go that route, you're going to end up with a sick kid, maybe a dead kid, a sick dog, or a sick cat, or a dead dog and a dead cat. I mean, it's unfortunate, but I'm not saying every veterinarian. So I know I'm going to get a lot of flack, but look, if you're a veterinarian who's educated and doing the right thing, and I've gotten in touch with a lot of holistic vets who are against vaccination, who minimize it, maybe as a puppy, never again the rest of the pet's life, fine, then I'm not talking to you, so don't be offended, okay? But if you're the veterinarian that doesn't want to give up the money and you're listening to this program and you know that what you're doing is wrong, but you're scared because if you give up that vaccine money, how am I going to make a living? Then you need to stop where you are right now because that is just plain wrong. Because what you're really saying is that I'll take the money and I'll kill the pet. I just got to put it in plain English. And there's a lot of vets doing that. I've talked to them. They said, well, how are we going to make a living? We've always based on this. You make a living by being a healer, okay? Unfortunately, everybody wears out, and eventually they're in need of some help, okay? And at that point, you do your thing. And there's plenty of preventative care that you can do that's realistic and okay, like periodic blood drawing to see how the immune system's working, how the thyroid's working, how the organs are working, to see if there might be some underlying disease beginning that needs some investigation. But making the money on vaccines at this point is wrong. And if you know it and you're still doing it, then you better check yourself in the mirror. Because, look, we know the laws have got to change in this country. Dogs and cats should not be treated like a piece of furniture. They are living creatures. They deserve protection. If somebody injects a toxin into them on purpose and the dog dies, that should be a criminal act. If Michael Vick did 5 years for what he did, and a veterinarian is knowing what they're doing is wrong, and they've killed more pets, then they should do more years, okay? That's the way it is. It's a criminal act. I'm sorry. But the laws have got to change, because right now my liability insurance is $250 for the year. Why? Because I can kill your dog and you can't touch me. There needs to be some accountability.
You're bringing up a very important point. One of the things I wanted to ask you is, thanks to Barbara Lowe Fisher of the National Vaccine Information Center, they created this special master situation for parents of vaccine-damaged children, where the population pays for the vaccine injuries, which is over $2 billion at this point since the 1980s when this ridiculous situation was created. It's almost impossible to get a case heard in front of the special master to begin with. You know, they'll use all kinds of excuses to basically dismiss the claims. But is there anything like that for pet owners who have had pets obviously killed or maimed by vaccines like that first case you mentioned at the top of the show? I mean, give me a break. The pet gets the vaccination and they're dead within hours. You know, there's no denying the, the cause of the problem. Is there any way for pet owners to seek compensation, as if there is any compensation that could be paid to for the death and murder of your pet? Okay, please answer that question after the break. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Veterinarian, protectthepets.com. And before the break, Dr. Rob, I was talking about, or asking you about whether there's any kind of special vaccine court for owners of pets that have been murdered with vaccines. Are you aware of anything along that line?
Let me read just one paragraph of this article. It says, if vaccines were not dangerous with adverse reactions and devastating health consequences, then they would not have originated a National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, which you mentioned. This is available for humans harm. The Veterinary Vaccine Injury Compensation Act has been called for by a pathologist at Colorado Veterinary Medical School, the same oncologist that sat on the feline injection site sarcoma task force, and one whom has witnessed these sarcomas and the difficult and unsuccessful treatment. So that's, you know, a pathologist who's recommending at this point at Colorado Veterinary Medical School that we do have start a Veterinary Vaccine Injury Compensation Act. But at this point, I don't believe it's actually in law at this point, okay, or available. But I will say this. Do you know that case I told you about at the beginning of the program at Banfield where the pet died so quickly afterwards with brain swelling? It was interesting because she was on Facebook and she was talking about it and getting consoled by a lot of people. Then all of a sudden, Banfield popped on Facebook and said, gee, we're so sorry to hear about what happened. Will you please talk to us in private? And then I never heard from her again. So she's a good lady. But again, because she had a forum to go to, and there were people from England talking to her, Germany, Poland, U.S., because it was quickly out there, Banfield got on board, and then we didn't hear from her. So I'm assuming, I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming that they took care of her, okay?
They paid her off, right.
Well, but you know what? She got compensated, at least financially, for what she spent. You know, this is what we're trying to get done. Yes, you know, I don't know that for sure, but the fact that I emailed her afterwards and haven't heard from her, I'm assuming that that's what happened, okay? But that's where the voice comes in. Get the word out. These guys, like you said, they want to keep it secret. I don't know if you heard the recent Italy case where the Valentino boy who had the MMR vaccine and has autism, 9 years old, won in the Italian court, but it's been censored in the U.S. Did you hear about that one, Dr. Parley?
Yes.
So, there's avenues now that we can get the information out and people can contact, like your program, my situation with Facebook, my email address, touch base with us and we'll get the word out. And that's what these people are trying to stop. They're trying to silence us, but we're becoming a force now, Dr. Carley. And if we continue to do that and people continue to contact us, we're going to bring accountability. But certainly the medical doctors, the veterinarians, I'm speaking to you. You got into this for the right reasons. There's not many people who start out, Dr. Carley, wanting to be a veterinarian because we do not make the kind of money that MDs make. And vet school is really hard to get into. There's only like 35 in the country. There's 400 medical schools. So we start out working our rear end off to be a veterinarian because we have a love for animals. But unfortunately, it starts right in vet school with the Hills Company buying all those luncheons and all this whining and dining and stuff. And before you know it, you're sold out, you know? So, it's time to stop it.
All right, hold on. This is a short break at the top of the hour. We have another hour on the show. We'll be back after these messages, folks. Stay tuned.